fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday, the 30th day of August. Next to last day of the month, the proper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to spend time with your team. Spend time working together. Spend time playing together. Spend time praying together. Those are all different aspects of human behavior and human involvement, and it's important to know all those aspects of your team members, so just keep that all in mind. We have patient Wayne Greenwood, my friend, my personal physician, Dr. Lynn Wilbert, D.C., we're going to be talking about health-related matters, and it's been a couple of weeks since I've been here with Doc. I've had a couple of Fridays where I've had some conflicts, and it's good to be back with you. Good morning, Doctor.
Greetings, John. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, sir.
You had a good time while you were gone.
Thank you. Well, Tim does a good job, and is your website up and running? That's my first question.
It is not. It is not. It's still working. My webmaster took a little vacation, quite a vacation, but we're still working on it. So I anticipate sometime this next week or two.
Well, that'd be great. In the meantime, what's that phone number people can contact you at?
This is my personal cell. It's area code 314-495-6480.
Okay.
314-495-6480.
All right. Well, sir, it's a fast-changing world in a lot of ways. I get out a lot. I know you do go other places other than the golf course, and so you do see some people. more and more, when I'm in public, I see American adults who are struggling. They're struggling to walk. They're struggling to move. They're struggling to take a full breath of air. That's not the way life is supposed to be, is it, sir?
It is not, John, and I've observed the same thing, that for some reason, and these are not old people, these are people of all ages, maybe teenagers on up, they having difficulty for a number of reasons, but the main reason is lifestyle. We've been duped into thinking that the lifestyle of American people is one you should endeavor in? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think we're 29th on the list now, where there's 28 other countries where you could go and live, and the possibility of you living longer would be greater than living in this country.
There's about 30 countries, including third world countries, have a greater longevity than we do.
Yes, absolutely. I know we dropped down a couple of notches in the last couple of years, as opposed to going the other way. See, we're not getting any healthier because the healthcare in this country is really sick care. And you have evidence of that when you hear a commercial on television that says, this drug is for this and this and this and this, and you may have this and this and this and this. And the next time you're at your doctor, ask your doctor if this drug is right for you. So now everybody who's taking medications, instead of anticipating the possibility, and it's a very strong possibility, of getting off of the medications at some point, because here's what we don't consider, most people. You show up and all of a sudden you have to take a medication. Let's just use the common one, the blood pressure medication. They usually give you two. One to regulate fluid so that the heart doesn't have to work as hard, and another one to regulate the pressure inside the vessels. Well, those two more drugs, I had a guy, he fought in the Korean War, and he says, Doc, you know, I barely made it to the eighth grade, but when I went to my medical doctor, I only had two things. And then he tells me that I could have nine more if I take this drug. Now, it seems to me like 9 + 2 = 11. I don't want 11. So I'm not taking that. Just simple logic. See, once you put something inside your body, as in a food or medication or supplement, a food supplement, a vitamin or a mineral, your body goes to work to figure out what to do about that. You don't know what to do with it. Your body is designed to handle what you put in your body, put it where it's supposed to go, use what it's supposed to use. However, medications, the reason why you stop making a medication is because you stop making it. The pharmacy inside your body, the pineal gland, for some reason stopped making the medication. And so in a closed circulatory thermodynamic system, known as your circulatory system, blood vessels, veins, that's how things get from place to place. It's your highway system of your body. And when that starts to increase pressure anywhere, it increases pressure everywhere. So what would be one of the reasons why you would increase pressure in your circulatory system? Well, one of them would be running. If we broke into a sprint, we would increase pressure. The lungs, which, by the way, there's two of them. That's why they're the major pumps of the body. The lungs, the respiration rate picks up. The heart rate picks up. You start getting glucose from somewhere. The blood, maybe because you're not running. And then when you stop running, you're breathing harder than when you started. But you didn't notice that while you were running. And the reason for that is while you're running, that is a state of emergency for your nervous system. It's not going to ask you why you're running. It's just going to respond to the fact that you are running. So everything increases except for digestion. Digestion shuts down. The blood flow from the organs gets shut into the muscles so that you can keep running. Now, if you're running on purpose, it'll do the same thing. If you're running from a bear to save your life, it'll just do more of it. If you're running in your mind, it's the same thing as running in real life. And so if each of us on the call over the break, we just go outside and run up and down the block, the 3 minutes, come back, check the blood pressure, it'll be elevated. It'll go down in a few minutes, depending on the condition of your cardiovascular system. But it should go down if you're not running. If it doesn't return to normal. And I take normal real easy, 120 over 80. I mean, that's normal for most people. But if it doesn't go down, then why? If it went up when you were running, then it's normal for it to go up when you're running. But I'm not running. Yes, you are. You're running in your mind. You're running in your mind, and you don't stop. It's an imaginary bear chasing you. That's called the pressures of life, the stressors of life, the stress and the pressure, the stressors of life. And see, in nature, nature knows what to do with stress. Nature knows exactly what to do when there's a warm air front and the cold air front, the low pressure and the high pressure. When they get together, we're going to have a thunderstorm. It's going to do something with that perturbation. Yeah, the action of being perturbed, there's that word. Nature knows how to deal with perturbation. Humans, we're part of nature. Most of us haven't learned how to let it go, how to deal with the stresses in our life, the things that we cannot control, the stuff that makes us upset. Oh, make you upset? Nothing makes you upset. Nothing.
You make yourself upset. You make yourself upset. Doctor, I did some quick homework here. The latest study I can find on longevity, only 2 years old, puts 42 countries ahead of the United States of lifespan. 42 countries, including a number of third world countries, even places like Puerto Rico, for example, have a longer lifespan. Finland, Ireland, the Cayman Islands, Spain, places that are hard to find, like the Faroe Islands. Where in the world are the Faroe Islands? I doubt that any of them, it's up near the Arctic Circle, by the way, Northern Europe, Faroe Islands. I doubt any of these countries spend as much per person on what's allegedly, and I emphasize the word allegedly, called health care. None of them spend as much per person as we do in this country, and all these 42 countries have a longer lifespan, don't they, sir?
That's exactly right. That's why I don't say it's health care in this country. It's sick care. It's sick care. Now, I can tell you the last time I used health insurance was when I was 11 or 12 years old. Well, it wasn't mine. It was my mom's health insurance. I was in the hospital for a couple of days for a broken finger or something like that. And since that time, I've embarked on a path of being reasonably healthy, because when they told me they could take my tonsils out, I changed my mind about getting my tonsils out, because everybody in the neighborhood were going to the hospital, hanging out for 3 days, eating Jell-O and ice cream. Sounded good to me until he gave me the option. Next time they swell up, we'll take them out. Well, I never told anyone I had a sore throat ever again.
All right. I wasn't given that option. I was very young. I think I was 3 years old. I was not given the option. And it took five adults to hold me down, one on each appendage and one on my head. I knew they were trying to kill me with that gas. But I gave it the best fight that a tough little three-year-old could give it.
As a three-year-old. Yes. See, they were, around our time, they were routinely taking the tonsils when they swell up.
That's
well,
right.
There was something going on around that time. I don't know what was going on. I was too young to observe. But they would just take your tonsils. I still happen to have mine. As a youngster all the way through high school, I had an upper respiratory, quote-unquote, asthma. I had a first period in the basement, an A period in the basement, and my first period was on the third floor. Sometimes I didn't make it. Sometimes I was stuck in between because I couldn't finish breathing. And that little breather, that little steroid, that albuterol that people still inhale on, I did not like it at all. And so when I finished high school, two things I told myself. I said, self, you're going to figure out how to be healthy, and you're never going to go back to school again because you don't have to. Well, one of those things came true. I end up going back to school a lot because I'm interested in learning. However, I got a hold to a book. It's called The Vitamin Bible. The Vitamin Bible is written by Earl Mendel. I don't know if Dr. Mendel is still alive. Last I heard he was, he's a pharmacist, but he has a master's degree in nutrition. And so I'm reading through the book, and one of the things that came out and still sticks to my mind today, that if you eat fruits and vegetables, take vitamins and minerals, your body has the raw material, and he mentions exercise, your body has the raw materials to heal. So right about that time, I got into physical fitness. I learned to run all the way down Douglas. I rode my bicycle up until about 28 degrees from work to school to the karate studio to home. I got myself all the way in shape to where I don't have a respiratory problem. See, the body is capable of healing. We just need time and the right thing to do. Most of the people in this country believe that if they take medication, that it will help them. That's not true. It will help you stay alive because you haven't corrected any aspect of your lifestyle, whether it's eating, drinking pure water, exercising, breathing, getting proper rest at the proper time, controlling your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. If you're not paying attention to those aspects of your lifestyle, then it becomes, what's the word? You become inured, E-N-U-R-D. You become calloused to the fact that you're not sleeping straight through the night. You become calloused to the fact that you're not taking deep breaths. You're not aware of the fact that you skip over a couple of breaths for a few seconds. You're breathing from your chest. That's an emergency breath. Breathing should come from the abdomen. That's healing. So you can't be in healing and emergency, which is running from the bear. You can't be in those two states simultaneously. They are opposite of each other. That's almost like being in two places at one time. That's impossible. Impossible. So you're either healing or you're running from the bear. And again, in human land, the proverbial bear is emotional upsetness of any kind about anything. And the reason why it's a bear is because we weren't supposed to have that feeling. Nature doesn't get upset, which is what I mentioned. You know, if you get inside of an oyster and that little grain of sand irritates the lining of the oyster, what does the oyster do? Encapsulates it with this liquid that hardens, and we call it a pearl. Oh, my goodness. Something valuable to us saves the oyster's life. The most prolific diamond mines on the planet are in the continent where the oldest mountains are. That would be Africa. So when the rock mass shifts and compresses and turns to coal, and it continues to compress, perturbation, it turns into a valuable diamond of all kinds, really. So what happens when humans get perturbed about something? You go to emergency, and you shut down all healing medications that you make, and that pharmacy factory inside of you is called the pineal gland. It's called the pituitary, the other P. Pituitary, it makes all of the medicines, all of the drugs that the pharmacy outside makes, and even more. In fact, there's many drugs that your pituitary makes that they still can't make.
Hold that thought, doctor. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-381-3943.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Friday the 30th of August. We're going on a cruise. It'll be fun. If you want it to be, it could be romantic. It will be informative. You'll spend time with myself, Leon Green, some of the other folks we have here on my show. We're leaving Florida the 9th day of February, returning a week later, the 16th day of February. All the details are at my website. It'll be a fun cruise. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you can join us. If you don't have internet access, you would like our cruise director to mail you a nice full-color brochure, give our cruise director a call. Our cruise director is Betsy Murphy. Her telephone is 636-530-9502. The hurricanes will be finished by then, by the way. Betsy's number is 636-530-9502. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. If you need private consultation with Dr. Wilbert, just give him a call at 314-495-6480. Let's continue, Doctor.
All righty. Yeah, we were just warming up here. About the eighth hole on the golf course is about when I get warmed up. Those days are gone when I was in my 30s and I could warm up instantly. The body changes physiology decade by decade. In fact, that's how we learned physiology, is by decade. For instance, if a 20-year-old came into the office with a chief complaint of lower back pain, well, most likely it's neuromusculoskeletal at 20 years old. If a 50-year-old came in with the same complaint, lower back pain, then we would look more organic and then muscular second. And so the more decades we add to our life, the more we've been around. And it's like a vintage vehicle. We must learn to take care of our bodies. And what you see in the media doesn't encourage that. It encourages you to get two for the price of one, get a free Happy Meal, or get a toy.
Would you like to supersize that?
Yes. Oh, sure. And then consequently, before you know it, you're supersized. And I know there was a movie out a decade or so ago, Supersize Me. 25-year-old guy, his fiance was a vegetarian chef, and he decides to embark on 30 days of eating nothing but McDonald's hamburger food. Week one, he was miserable. Week two, he was addicted. Week two and a half, he had the earmarks because he had a team with him, a cardiologist, internist. Everybody was checking him every step of the way, and they were encouraging him to stop his experiment because he had all of the earmarks of chronic degenerative disease. You name it, he was headed that direction. And so he decided not to. By the end of the 30 days, he was depressed. He had gained maybe, I'm going to say 15 pounds, but he looked like he had been run over by something. And the fact that he was 25, I'm thinking, allowed him to stay alive. And so when I mentioned earlier the imaginary bear, the imaginary bear is emotional upsetness. Now, aside from trauma, I mean physically running into something harder than your body, and I take my hat off to your bride, she did not believe in anything that medicine had to offer, period. And she was brave enough to maintain that stand. One of my early mentors, he says, if you have cancer and you undergo chemotherapy and radiation and your cancer goes away, you didn't have cancer. You just survived the radiation and the chemo. I went, whoa. Now, that's a profound statement. But they routinely recommend it. Why? Because it's pharmaceutical money. They get paid a lot. I have no idea what it is, but I know it's a lot. It's a lot of money, and it does nothing but compromise the immune system. In a similar way, medications that you take compromise your system as well. They compromise your healing system because here's how all medications work. You take a foreign substance and put it in your body, and your body says, hey, what's this? It's a foreign substance. Well, it just has side effects. Some of those things won't happen. That's not true. Everything it has listed, and you can read the little tiny writing, or you can go on the internet and find out what this drug does to you, and it might happen, rare and unexpected. Not true. You put it in your body, this is what's going to happen. And so here's how all medicines, I say all, there's very few alls. Well, all people who are alive are breathing, but that's an all. But this is how all medications work. It's a foreign substance. It's perceived as a threat to your physical body. So now your survival system has to address the threat.
Hold that thought, doctor. Hold that thought. Call numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Cleaner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 30th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Got a couple of interesting parcels of real estate for sale. The newest one just posted a couple of days ago, 21.5 acres over in Texas County. It's two counties away from me. Has a nice year-round live spring on it. Need to check that out. It has some great building sites. We're having a Labor Day sale on Energy Cleaners. Begins immediately. It goes until midnight Monday night, Labor Day. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. When you place your order, you pay full price. I refund the difference manually. I'm not going to change my automated system just for a three-day sale. So that's the Labor Day sale on Energy Cleaners. You can place your order by calling my toll-free order line. Don't ask my order takers about the Labor Day sale. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. Just go ahead and place the order, and I'll take care of refunding the difference. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. If you got a question or comment, give us a call here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Doctor.
All right. There are more. We were discussing how all medications work. You take something from the outside, which is, for the most part, it's conceived in the laboratory, but it has a plant-based source. most medication. And so they change it. They put some chemicals in there to make the body respond. And then, see, remember that our organism, our body, our physical body, our nerve system, everything that makes up our body, that design is perfect. It never changed from the beginning. The design of the human being is perfect. And what I mean by that is that it is a perfect stimulus response organism. You can't change the response once you provide the stimulus, whether the stimulus is real or perceived. Let's ponder on that for just a minute. If you perceive that a person is attacking you, but you don't have any visual evidence yet, then you're automatically going to respond. Here's another example. You're driving down the street, and this is a wonderful afternoon, sun shining, you got the sunroof open, you're playing your favorite tunes. You're not even paying attention to the speedometer. Oh, no. Those winding, curvy roads in southwest Missouri, oh, it's so beautiful. You're not even paying attention. All of a sudden, it's whoop, 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 lights and sounds. And what happens? Your heart picks up the pace. You immediately start looking for your papers. You put on your emergency flashers. You pull off on the side of the road, and hopefully it's safe. And then the flashing lights and the siren goes right past you. He's going to an emergency, not you. But what did you do? You perceive that you had been speeding and you were getting ready to have a friendly conversation with a friendly officer, and he went right past you. However, what was your physiological response from a perceived event that never happened? Your heart rate picked up. Your head's pounding. You go, whew, sure glad it wasn't me. And then you calm down instantly. No, you don't. You don't calm down instantly. It takes you 15 minutes, 30 minutes, hour in order for you to calm down. Why? Because you perceived an emergency and you secreted a hormone. Once the hormone is secreted, once you put something in your body will respond perfectly to that chemical, whether you create it or you put it in. Going to respond perfectly. So now that you've secreted the adrenaline, you got to use it. You got to use it. If you don't use the excess adrenaline, then you go, oh, when you get out the car, you arrive at your destination, say, oh, I find myself stiff, because you didn't use the adrenaline that you created from a perceived imaginary emergency. Yes, we call that SEMO. Subconscious emergency, E, emotional, I, imaginary, M, memory, O, override. So the subconscious imagined that it was an emergency associated with an emotional event that didn't happen because, did I say imagine? Yes. So you go into memory and you override the present moment with a perceived moment, which can be construed as the past moment or the future moment. It doesn't matter which moment, because your healing system cannot determine which moment it is in your life. From the moment you were created, which is an energy creation, makes us kind of like our creator. We were energy beings before we were physical beings. And then we became a physical being with an energy field around us. And so now that system developed into who we are now, no matter what stage you are in life. There's developmental stages. We perceive emergencies even though they haven't happened. Well, here's the deal about the subconscious. You can't tell what's real or not. Go on YouTube and look up Ella Fitzgerald, is it live or is it Memorex commercial? And the Reader's Digest version of that is she's in a sound booth and there's a goblet. And Ella Fitzgerald's one of those rational beings that could, with her voice, shatter, cause molecules that bind glass as we see it, cause those molecules to disperse. They just go, hey, we can't hold on here. And so she hits this note and the goblet shatters. And they had a recording device. At that time, it was a cassette tape. They recorded her voice, put in another goblet, hit rewind, play. What happened to the goblet? It didn't know that it was a recording. It responded the way all things do in nature, respond perfectly. The goblet shattered. Tagline, is it live or is it Memorex? In other words, the goblet couldn't tell the difference between a recording or a live voice. Brilliant, brilliant marketing, brilliant. But that's exactly how your subconscious works as well. It doesn't know if it's live or is it Memorex. So why would you relive an experience that you lived through, a past tense experience that you lived through, and, you know, it kind of hurts your feelings because you let it. I mean, you got, you know, I mean, borderline vehemently upset because there was a family member and you thought they loved you. And you're still holding on to that past tense experience. Well, here's a newsflash. The only purpose the past serves is to learn. The only purpose the past serves is to learn. What do you learn? I don't know. Perfectly normal answer. What'd you learn? I learned to let go. What'd you learn? Well, I learned not to do that. Well, no, you can't learn not. That's a negative lesson. Lessons are not negative. All learned lessons are positive. Oh, there's that all again. And so if you hear the sound of my voice, that means that you've learned from every experience you've had. And here's how I know, because my grandmother told me this. Son, if it didn't kill you, it made you stronger. I went, excuse me? Yes, if you lived through a past tense moment, it made you stronger. We just haven't assigned learning to it. We haven't assigned learning to that past tense moment. What'd you learn? I don't know. I'm still here. I'm still learning. Let me focus on the lesson of the moment. I'll figure that out sometime later when I'm sitting watching the sunset, sipping on my favorite beverage. And you know what? That's what I learned from that experience. I learned that no matter what anybody else does or says, I'm in control of my thoughts. I'm in control of my feelings. I'm in control of my emotions. No one makes me run from an imaginary bear unless I choose to. And when you choose to run from the bear, you shut down all healing drugs. What's the pharmacy factory inside the body? Inside the brain? It's called the pituitary. So whenever you're running from the imaginary bear, the name of that bear is SEMO, S-E-E-I-M-O, and what I do is I track down SEMO, where it's stored in your subconscious. Why is it interrupting your healing? Why is it interrupting your sleep? Because it is a perceived imaginary emergency. So now you must take a drug, because even while you think you're sleeping, you're not making healing drugs. You're getting up every couple of hours going to the bathroom because your adrenals are engaged because you're running from the bear. Oh, yeah, adrenals are fluid regulators. And so if you're getting up, you're still running. The adult human easily needs 5, and they're starting to say 8, but anywhere between 5 to 8 hours of sleep a night is the required amount of sleep for you to metabolically repair and replace and rejuvenate. And so when you wake up the next morning, theoretically speaking, you're supposed to be rejuvenated. Yeah. Have enough energy to go to the next 12, 14, 16 hours, whatever your lifestyle requires. But no, you go to bed tired and wake up tired, you're not healing. You're not making healing drugs. Your energy system, your subconscious uses more energy to heal when you're healing. That means you have to be sleeping. It's 80-20. 80% of the energy is used if you're sleeping 5 hours through or 8 hours. 20% when you're awake, the other 16 hours. Let's just say we get an average of 8 hours of sleep, 5 to 8, 6 to 8. It varies who you talk to. I sleep straight through each night. Each night. And because I prepare, I turn off the emergencies. Did I perceive something that was an emotional bear, an emotional upsetness in my day? No, I rarely do. Because I check that. If you knew the devastating consequences of getting emotionally upset for any reason, I mean, if your life is being threatened, that's an automatic response. You know that one, John. I do too.
That's right.
So I avoid life-threatening situations, physically life-threatening situations. However, the emotional upsetness is an imaginary life-threatening situation because you weren't supposed to be in it. And so imagine if you had an IV attached to your arm and McDonald hamburgers was going in there 24/7. You wouldn't live long, period. You'd be gone. The healthiest of persons will be gone. And so what if you are 24/7 less than positive thinker? You're killing yourself. Your thoughts killing yourself because now you're not making water-regulating drugs. You're not making blood sugar-regulating drugs. You're not making blood pressure-regulating drugs. You're making run-from-the-imaginary-bear drugs. What's it called? SEMA. Exactly. Imaginary, but a profound, real effect. I had a client come in one day and say, Dr. Wilbur, you know, my medical doctor, and I encourage everyone, if you choose a medical doctor, last time I went to one was 1994. So now I have a Medicaid card just in case I want to go. They force you into that program. And so she came in, she said, no, you know, doctor, my medical doctor said that I was pre-diabetic. I go, oh, really? What does that mean? He says, you don't have diabetes yet, but you could have it down the road. And I'm thinking to myself, I wonder what he said. And so I asked, I said, well, what does he say? He said, here, take this drug. And what's the drug supposed to do? It's supposed to keep me from getting diabetes. And I guarantee you, when you read the direct effect, is no longer side effect, it's direct effect. Slash outside, rare, and put direct. It will happen to some degree. Depends on the individual. And I said, he gave you a pre-diabetic drug. Well, you know what? I'm pre-diabetic too.
Well, I guess you could say everybody's pre-diabetic under those circumstances.
Right.
We've got a caller on hold here, doctor. We have a caller on hold. We've got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, I'm sorry. I hope I'm not in order talking this way, but I hear people talking all this, and we have to take care of ourselves. You know, he's right. You can't live on pizza and beer and expect a good heart and all that. You got to take care of yourself, and it's your requirement to do that according to the Bible, the way I read it. And I know Jesus said it's not what goes in that defiles, but what comes out. But, you know, and it says exercise profit a little, but it doesn't say nothing. So, you know, I think what we need to do is be led of the Lord. Because if we're led of the Lord, we have a power to become a son of God. And you want to be a son of God. Everybody born is a son of God. And I just wanted to tell you that I'm afraid that hurricane is going to go to Orlando because of the way the Lord is leading me. And the reason is because it's gay weekend at Disney World. Now, they have Holy Land there, too. Maybe they might pray it away. but if you prejudge by the way, it's going to come again. So what people are just going to have to do is realize that our actions cause things, especially if it's the Bible. Like,
no,
God said,
no
you
way,
have it.
Pat, that's not true. That's not
God
true.
Said it have its way in a whirlwind. It didn't say that he would cause a whirlwind, or that somebody else could cause a whirlwind. But he allows it to come. Oh, no, I'm 76 years old. I've been saved 50 years, and I'm an experience. I mean, I've got experience. You know,
okay.
I don't have
it
to read
true.
A book.
There
I just have
go.
To read
we'll,
the
we'll
book.
Let, we'll, let doctor re- we'll let doctor respond after the break. Thank you for your call, Pat. We got a break. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. All right. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. If you need a private consultation, would like to be Dr. Wilbert's client, he'll be glad to talk to you. His telephone number is 314-495-6480. Doctor, do you have any response to Pat here before we move on?
Yes, I have a direct response. I was just kidding with her when I said it's not true. She's earned the right to observe what is true, and it is true. And she's right on target with everything. Man has this ability to affect his environment, both external and internal. that the only aspect, we are the only aspect of creation that can do that. Beavers cannot change the environment. Lions can't change the environment. Birds can't change the environment. Man has changed the environment.
I got a beaver I'd like to introduce you to who keeps plugging up the drain pipes on my pond.
Oh.
changing the local environment. We haven't figured out how to get this guy yet. But
he's going, hey, I want to live here forever. I don't want to move downstream.
I understand what you're saying. We're human beings are sentient beings. We are sentient beings, and whether these other creatures or not.
Yeah, and so that's why I love listening to. I call them my seniors. My mom is 90 years old, and no, you're not sorry. You just say what's on your mind, and we just pardon you. You say, hey, I've been around long enough. I've earned the right to know what is true, and I just listened to her. So thanks, Pat, for that insight, because man, in and of itself, we can affect the environment. And so since we have control over our internal environment, it's what we do. We have the mind of our exemplar. He showed us that you don't have to go around upset all the time. How many times should you let it go? How many times should you forgive? Up to 77. Well, who's keeping count? The two highest personages on the planet that I know of, and every place else too, the Creator and His Son, the Creator went to instantaneous forgiveness for billions of people that had not been born yet. And so here you are, mere mortal. You're going to hold on to something that another mortal human being did to you. You don't know what you're doing. And then His Son, one of the last words out of His mouth, hey, Pops, let them go. Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They have no idea what they're doing. And so those two people can engage on forgiveness, let go. That's all it means. Not let go with a hint of resentment. That's like being a hint of pregnant. It doesn't happen. If you let it go and learn from it and move on and realize that we have more to learn, how to be more loving, how to be more joyful, how to be more peaceful. And John, you started off with the observation. Everyone you see that has that expression on that face, you know, that frowny face,
right. They're
not loving. They're not peaceful.
Doctor,
there's a road back.
Have a great
awesome,
holiday.
Awesome, John.
Have a great holiday.
You too, fabulous. Right. Have a great one.
Okay. It's the day, it's the week. If medical supplies, you need 20 essential oils. Now while you can, please do a fun, safe, productive day and a happy and safe holiday weekend. God bless you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.